Paul Bordelot with another musical show. And as my guest today, I have Jim Butker, pianist extraordinaire, and we're going to let him go right ahead in a Duke Ellington tune called Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Terrific. Wow, that really gets the show going. Yeah,
thank you.
Indeed, a lot of energy in your performance. Jim, we've known each other for quite a long time, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Since when?
Since I was about 11 years old.
And how old are you now?
49.
49, my gosh, where has time gone by, huh? Yeah. Jim was one of my students back in the early days that I was teaching here in Bedford, and he has excelled himself not only in piano playing, but in high school band directing, and we'll talk about that a little later. But why don't we go into another slow tune this time? How about Misty?
That sounds great.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, that was a wonderful rendition. It's your own arrangement, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you arrange everything yourself?
Well, I steal from a lot of other piano players. Including you.
No, so. You borrow. You don't steal. You borrow, right? Yeah, but I remember as a student, you played organ. You were an organ student.
Yes.
Yeah. When did you make the transition from organ to piano?
I think it was senior year in high school when I was studying with you.
Yeah.
And to prepare for college.
Oh,
major in piano.
Yeah. Oh, where'd you go to college?
I went to University of New Hampshire.
Yeah,
Studied with Ruth Edwards.
Ruth Edwards, yeah. You know, I will be sending her a birthday card at the end of the month. Yeah, she's down in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And so, do you still play the organ, though?
Oh, I still do, yes.
Yeah? Where?
Well, I've been playing at Blessed Sacrament Church for many years. I've been there for 26 years.
Church organists seem to stay in one place for a long time, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful. Do you do any other organ playing, jazz, or is it all piano now?
I don't really have the opportunity to play organ in that kind of a setting.
Yeah, so it's mostly church.
Mostly church, right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Didn't you play at another church also for a while?
I did. I played at St. Hedwig in Manchester. And they had some transitions. They changed their schedule, so I couldn't do. It didn't line up, so I could do both anymore.
So you stayed at Blessed Sacrament.
Yes.
Yeah. Jim, I'm getting hungry. Oh. I would like a watermelon or a cantaloupe.
Oh,
can you help me out here?
Sure. There's a little Herbie Hancock.
Well, what are you going to play?
Watermelon Man and Cantaloupe Island.
Go for it. Thank you. wonderful again, but a different style than before.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What do you call this style?
Well, I guess it's like a funky jazz piano.
Funky jazz. Yeah. 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 It has a lot of energy. Yeah. So tell me, after you graduated from UNH, mm-hmm. what did you do?
Well, I went into, actually the first thing I did was got a job at Blessed Sacrament playing the organ.
Yeah, yeah. But
and then I started teaching in Alton Central High School. Well, Central School, it was a K-12 school.
Oh,
so
hi,
it was a K-12.
You taught all the grades?
Well, I was mostly instrumental. They had another music teacher teaching, so I've always been mostly instrumental.
Were you the high school band director?
Yes.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yes.
And from Alton, where'd you go?
Well, I went to Salem Middle School for a couple years.
Yeah.
And from there, moved around a little bit. I ended up in Exeter for several years and was a Exeter High School band director.
Uh-huh.
And from there, went to Bedford because they opened up their new school.
Yeah,
and Bedford, I was a high school band director right in Bedford.
Yeah, you were there for about 4 years?
No, it was 7 years.
7 years in Bedford?
7 years in Bedford, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been that long.
Yeah, I thought it was 4 years. And now you're where?
Well, position opened up in Dover High School, and it's a big program. So
you're the high school band director there?
Yeah, high school band music director there.
Uh-huh. Do you play for your students over there?
Well, I have. I mean, I accompany. I did the chorus. I taught chorus and band, and the jazz band. We have select vocal group called the Sound Waves, and a lot going on up there with the competitive marching band and percussion ensemble, color guard.
So you can do all that, huh? Wow.
I have a lot of help up there, too. There's a lot of great parent organization.
Hey, do you know how to play Midnight Sun?
That was the one I wasn't going to do, but I can do. Oh. I was going to do Phase Dance.
Phase Dance, okay. All right.
A Pat Metheny song.
Huh?
It's a Pat Metheny song.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Jim, I noticed that you play everything from memory.
Well, I try to.
Is it tough for you to memorize music?
Tell you the truth, truthfully, that's something that I should, I've worked on.
Uh-huh.
I carry around a lot of music with me, and I guess there's a certain songs that I played for a long time that I really enjoy that I just commit to memory. I think that's the best way. You don't really know a song until you can't really play it to your full potential unless you really know everything about the song.
When you say know everything about the song, what are you referring to?
Well, like know the harmony, know where it's going to, you know, and I guess one someone once told me you don't know a song until you can play it in all 12 keys. That one, that's, I'm still working on that part.
I once heard of a piano teacher up in Montreal, Canada, who could play all of Bach's preludes in any key, all 24 of them in any key. Yeah, that's a musical undertaking. I see by the that you're playing a digital piano,
mm-hmm.
a Kurzweil. Now, do you like to play an acoustic piano?
Oh, much prefer acoustic.
Why?
Well, it's just the resonance and, you know, it's just the sound, the tone quality of a real piano. I mean, you can only get so much out of electronics.
Yeah.
And this is a great piano. I love this.
Yeah, yeah, you're doing
a piano,
great job with that instrument. Yeah. So, how about another song? What would you like to play next?
I think we were gonna. I was gonna play This Masquerade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah. Thank you. I right that in your past life that you have accompanied Patty Page?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, how was that experience?
Oh, that was a great experience. Wow, she played for millions of people and sold, I think, over 100 million records. So, and when I got to play with her, she still sounded great. I think she was in her late 70s or early 80s, and she still sounded great.
Yeah.
And it was with some. She brought some of her musicians from Vegas.
Oh.
And the drummer used to be Liberace's drummer.
Oh.
So playing with the people like that was a great experience.
Yeah. Uh huh. Well, in closing, Jim, I'm going to ask you to improvise the blues.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah. This is Jim Butka. You've been listening to on the Paul Bartlow Musical Show, and he's going to close with improvising on the blues.
Thank
in what
you.
Key?
I'll try key of F. The
key.
People's key.
Okay.